Ontario's numbers continue to surge, with Ontario recording more than 4,450 new cases on Sunday, the highest single-day number since the pandemic began. Ontario's seven-day average for case numbers is now close to 3,600, compared to just over 2,600 a week ago. And critical care physicians are concerned as hospital beds fill up rapidly as the numbers soar. Nearly 600 people are in ICUs, more than half of them on ventilators. Dr. Michael Warner is the director of critical care at Toronto's Michael Garron Hospital.
We can move patients from Toronto to Kingston and beyond, but eventually we will run out of places to move patients because we won't have enough trained staff to care for them in the beds that they need to go to.
Beginning today, elective surgeries are being cancelled, but doctors fear that will also have dramatic consequences. Two more emergency orders designed to help increase critical care capacity take effect today. Hospitals will be allowed to transfer patients to another hospital without obtaining their consent during major COVID-19 surge events. And Ontario Health and Home and Community Care Support Services organizations will have the authority to redeploy healthcare professionals and other staff to hospitals where they are most needed because of the pandemic. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.